Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Kathy Falcon, school nurse for the Keota Community School District, about some health tips for the upcoming school year.
So the school year is just days away.
I know.
So it's hard to believe already, but as we approach the 2023-24 year, what are some things that parents need to know and get done for their kids before they start this school year?
Of course, we have to get those immunizations up to date. Make sure that preschoolers and kindergartners get those vaccines done. 12th grade, you need to have that meningococcal vaccine. You have to have one dose if it was received at 16 years or older, otherwise two doses. Make sure that you have your dental records and vision records. Kindergartners, absolutely, you need to have a lead. When they get their physicals for school, a lot of physicians don't put that on there, but that does need to be included. We do get audited for that. We will have to fill out a form, and I have to go through all of the kindergarten records. And all of that is on the Keota website. Of course, most everybody knows that Keota has gone to online registration. Those forms are on there, and if you need a form, public health has them, and your physician has those also.
And another form that you were showing me that seems very helpful for parents and students is the Keota Health History form.
Yes.
Can you walk me through a little bit of what parents would see on that form and how it could serve their kids for the school year?
This form, I updated it last year. It's the Keota Elementary School Health History form. We are also using it for the high school too, if need be. If your child has asthma, diabetes, seizure activity, if they have anything like ADHD, if they are taking any medications, wear glasses, contacts, hearing deficits, all of this is on this form. Also, if they have seizure activity, when was their last seizure and what do you do for it? These are things that the school needs to know, I need to know. We want to make sure that your student is provided the best care possible here at Keota School System. If your child needs to take medication at school, we do have forms that the physician has to fill out. I need to know what time those meds need to be done, the route, dosage, how your child takes those meds. Also, I need to have the scripts, and those meds have to be in their original containers. So all of that is on there. And once again, that is on the website. Also on here, if there's anything that affects participation in school, physical education activities, if there's any issues, just describe that on this sheet. And then kids sometimes get a headache, or they'll get a cough, or they'll just want something to still be able to stay at school. I can give them like an over-the-counter med, but legally, I cannot give anything without a parent's permission. So Tylenol, ibuprofen, a cough drop. I do have some cough syrup here in the office. It's just a plain over-the-counter. There's no Benadryl in it. There's no codeine in it. If you allow me to do that, I can just check it and I will take care of that. Anything that I give at school, you will get a paper that says what your child was given and the time it was given and what it was given for. Let me know if your child gets headaches at home, migraines. I do have a chair here in my office. We'll turn the lights down. I do have ice packs. Food allergies, that's another very important one. Those are things that are coming up more and more every year. Stomach bowel problems, if your child has issues, we need to also let the teachers know that too. Diabetes, I do have glucagon here in my office. I will have an AccuCheck machine. And I just need to know the AccuCheck range at home. You know, what's the range that you are working for? You have to provide your own EpiPen if your child does have allergies. Our school will receive 4 EpiPens that were free from the state.
When it comes to parents assessing their own kids, there are some who may have trouble towing that line of when do I send them, when do I not. So what is your recommendation for the things that parents should see that would make them keep their kids at home for the day?
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and a temp over 100. If your child has a temp, keep them home. Vomiting, diarrhea, they've got to stay home. That's just a have to.
So when you make the call to send a kid home, are you using those same criteria, or
yes,
is there anything else that you're looking for?
I'm also looking for parents' advice. Sometimes a child will come into my office and they're in tears. Maybe something has gone on at home that we don't know about. I want to know what the parents' thought is also. But if they're nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or a temp, I will send them home.
So when the school year gets underway, what are some of the things that parents and students can be doing to make sure they stay healthy even further as the weather starts to get a little cooler?
Wash your hands. That's the biggest thing, is washing your hands, getting a good night's sleep, eating properly, good hydration, exercise, staying off the iPads and computers and phones and games. I would like to say like after 6 o'clock at night.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
We did get a grant from River Washington County Foundation, and so we did get our extra 3 AEDs here at the school. Kyoto now has 5. We were the 11th school to be designated as a heart-safe school.
That was Kathy Thalkin joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about some health tips for the upcoming school year. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.